Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Season 6 of Stand Up and Stand Out, Parte y Destacate. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Green, and we're taking it back to the old school with our original guest interviews you have come to love. We spent the last two seasons learning more about the two books I launched this year, Chameleon Mindset and The Great Lead Hership Awakening. And now that I've come up for air from the writing and publishing process, I wanted to reach out to my network and share more of the great work others are doing. I hope you enjoy Season 6, and I look forward to hearing your feedback and comments on the fascinating topics we will cover with each of these new guests. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Stand Up and Stand Out. We are continuing this season talking about community, and one of the wonderful new people in my community is Tony K. Silver, and he's on our show today. Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine, Nikki. Yourself?
Doing well. It's getting a little chilly here in Chicago. How is it over there where you live?
Well, I'm based in Windsor across the pond in the UK, and currently it's 21 degrees and sunny.
Oh, we're kind of getting into fall here, but I like it. Pretty soon I'll have to start wearing sweaters and things. Although jumpers, right? We call them. We got to do the translation.
There's lots of different. We're a common language, apparently. Who knew? Who knew?
So Tony is a LinkedIn profiler, educator, and speaker, and he can help you improve your LinkedIn profile. So one of the things we'll be talking about today on top of community is how we can make some improvements. And we'll showcase some of the improvements we've made on my profile so you guys can see this live in action. But before we get there, Tony, why don't you just tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how you help people?
So my name is Tony K. Silver. The K is very important. Do you know why? I'm asking a question to the... Go on.
Because there's a lot of Tony Silvers out there?
Not exactly, but you're right. It is Tony K. Silver. There is only one of me in the world on Google and LinkedIn, so I'm very easy to find. That really has helped me an awful lot in my... marketing and just telling people, go look me up on LinkedIn. It's Tony K. Silver. I started on LinkedIn back in 2008 when, at the grand old age of 48, I was made redundant. And there is no ageism in this country, but of course, I met a lot of ageism. So I go, what do I do to find a job? It transpired that I needed to go networking and I needed to start using LinkedIn properly. Yeah, that's the main word there, properly. So I got trained back in those days. I got introduced to a group of LinkedIn trainers, which I'm still part of. At that age, I still wanted to go work for someone else. I was still a bit mad, basically, in those days. I wanted to go be employed. Gosh, what an idiot I was. But took me a few more years to realize that, no, I didn't want to be employed. I wanted to go work for the best person, which is obviously me. And I worked with a mentor. So I actually set up my business working with someone else. A multimillionaire who'd been there, done it, lost the whole lot, including wife and house, but got it all back again, but from the wife. So he knew about all the pitfalls and he could teach me. So it took us about 7 months before I released my company back in 2018. But what it was all around about was defining what my niche was. Well, that is LinkedIn profiler. Stop doing the things I'm not very good at. You use a different word, but we can't swear. We're talking to a lovely audience. And also, you know, get some money behind you. So many companies fail in the first year because they run out of money. The figures are horrendous. So I was confident that when I started my business in 2018, I would be there in 2019 and 2020. Then obviously in 2020 come along and the world slightly changed. But for me, it worked really quite well. Horrible thing. I don't want to talk about it. I had it. It almost killed me. But actually, once I recover from it, everyone's stuck at home. What is the professional platform of choice? It's LinkedIn. What is the undeniable fact? Most people don't know how to use it. And that I don't want to name the company who owns LinkedIn because they might sue me when I say that they're actually really poor at communicating. So when you join LinkedIn, started in 2003 across there in America. So it's 21 next year. It's a very important year for LinkedIn. They also hit 1 billion members next year as well. So that's very important. Yes, that's it. It's growing to that sort of size. But when you joined, they never sent you a manual on how to set it up. And also, ever since then, the message they will send you, Nikki, is, would you spend more money with us, please? Rather than the stuff that is more useful, which is, we made these changes. We thought you might like to use them. So we're telling you about, nah, forget that. But yeah, that's kind of the start of my journey. Definitely. 2008. Big recession.
Well, and it's so important. You know, I talk to a lot of people that are starting their businesses, and they immediately are going to things like Facebook. And having worked in Silicon Valley for these companies and more, I know Facebook is not a business platform. And, you know, LinkedIn is the way to find business. And so, you know, I really keep encouraging people to leverage that platform, to think of it differently. It's not just about finding a job, because that's always kind of the way we think of it. It's like a digital resume. But there's so much more opportunity now on the platform as they continue to expand and add more features like you were talking about. And I'm surprised about how many young people, I work with a lot of people just coming out of university, and they go, oh, I don't even have a LinkedIn profile. It's like, well, I'm sure you're on TikTok and Instagram and all the others. You know, what do you have against putting your information there? Aren't you looking to, you know, do more? And they still think of it as career only, like as if I'm trying to get that sort of corporate job. But I really think it has changed in the last few years that it's really any type of business can be on here to find other business and make sure we're getting paid and able to get to the next level. So I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I work in schools. I actually work in education because you can have a LinkedIn account from the age of 16. And I'm finding the education system, certainly the private one in this country, they are the ones who have budgets and money. The rest of the state ones are all broke, and I'm sure it's the same in America. They're realizing that actually LinkedIn is really important, and therefore if they can sort of educate the children how to use this, primarily for the kids, it is around work experience and things like that, because, you know, that's part of what they do when they're 16 years or they want to go to work placement. But at some stage, they are going to leave the education bubble. They are going to go out into the big bad world. So wouldn't it be really good if they could go get themselves a job by using LinkedIn? Because you can still use it for that, of course. But 90% of my clients don't use it for that. They use it for lots of other things, and marketing and lead generation, building communities, business relationship. There's lots of different things that you can now use it for. Yeah, about a tenth of my work, actually probably less than a tenth of my work, is in the buy me a job, please, Tony. It is what it was, but it has changed massively, and it continues to massively change on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I feel really fortunate to have met you. So I have a speaking coach. You know, we all need coaches for different areas of our business and life. So Brian Hilliard, you know, recommended me over because through him I met Kelly West, and Kelly runs the Only Networking Group. And so I know you've been with them for some time. And, you know, primarily they were in the UK, but now expanding to the US. So how does that also help your business, sort of complementary to the work that you do there on LinkedIn?
It's been really, really a very large tipping point. So I was in Only a while back when they talked about actually launching the New York group. I had to dip out because the pandemic, I got so busy, I had no time to go networking as much as that. Just wanted to help as many people as I possibly could. Things have changed. It's got a lot more easy to find time to go networking again. And she said, oh, look, come back. The New York group is set up now. Go visit, meet Brian, which I did, and found it absolutely the place I needed to go. Went to a couple of meetings, found out there's another one based in Minnesota. Thought, oh, okay, I shall go to that. And there's a third group coming. Don't know when or where. I keep asking, but I'm also putting my hand. I'm definitely going to go to that one as well. So the start of this recent journey, which is only probably 3 or 4 months ago, started through Kelly and Only. But I started asking questions, as I do. You know, is there any other networking groups out there that Brits can attend that are online? And yes, absolutely. And I am joining others, and I'm joining some more. And it's really, really changed a lot about what I do in my business. In fact, I looked at my diary this week for my one-to-one appointments. There's only one based in the UK. The rest are in America.
And I just love that. You know, it's really making the world more accessible and for all of us to be able to come together. Because before, it really was like, if you did a networking event, especially a local one, I can be at one here in Chicago, but I'm probably just going to meet other businesses here in Chicago. And for me, my goal from the very beginning of my career was always, I want to work internationally. And now for this business, I want to speak internationally. So being able to connect with other people in other areas, it's really important, I think, for me to be able to, you know, connect with wonderful people like you
and just learn what else is going on, you know, in your part of the world, and how best we can work together to collaborate to help each other expand into new areas. So what kind of cool things are you kind of up to? Believe it or not, 2023 is almost over, and I'm sure there's kind of new exciting things on your horizon in 24.
Yeah, I mean, this year's been, say, it's been a year of change, really. We've still got a certain degree of anxiety in the UK. Every time something happens, and there's obviously a war on now again, another war started, and that's sort of we seem to sort of react pretty badly towards these things. We sort of shrink back into ourselves. And if your company has got an accountant who's kind of one of the main people, maybe your CEO or your MD is an accountant, they're pulling the purse strings tight. They're saying, oh, we're not going to make any spending on certain budgets. The non-essential, in their eyes, the non-essential budgets, such as marketing and training, who are the most stupid things you could ever do is to cut those. But, you know, they're bean counters. They know no better. So in this country, I have a lot of interest still in what I do. I get an awful lot of, I'm not going to say excuses, because it's not them, the people I'm speaking to, who want the training. It's the people, the budgets, who say you can't spend it at the moment in time. Go to America and everything changes, because there's a completely different attitude in America. First of all, you make decisions. Yeah, great. Even if it's a no, it's a decision. None of this mucking about. You love personal development. You know, it's really high up on your list of things to do. And there's a couple of other interesting little things for me, which, again, I wasn't aware of this when I came out there. Well, actually, the third one, you are really good at referrals in America. Okay, that is not trying to batter you up, because I've been networking for 15 years. I've done over 3,000 events, so I've seen quite a lot. There's a lot of box ticking in the UK. And it's kind of, people get asked and they kind of just try to think of a name just to tick the box. Whereas probably 95% of the referrals, or the signposting, as I call it, to other people that I've had from Americans, is I know why they've done it when I've met the person. So I met someone earlier who, you know, that you pointed me in the direction of. Absolutely perfect. You know, it couldn't have been better. You kind of qualify them a lot better. So that's one thing. The two that sort of surprised me, to say, LinkedIn, born in May 2003 in America by five guys in the HR space. So if I come to America, it's probably going to bump into quite a few LinkedIn specialists, LinkedIn trainers. I'm still waiting. I haven't met as many as I thought I was going to. So that's really been a bit of an eye-opener. And the last thing I thought, and this is going to, you know, I always like to get a laugh out of people. I thought it was a bit of a myth, but apparently you do really like the English voice. My accent apparently is a major plus point. You're laughing, exactly. And I just thought it was one of those myths. But I've had so many people say, no. In fact, I was introduced at an H7 meeting recently as the best voice you're going to hear today. I mean, come on. It's, yeah, I know. So yes, America's definitely the place to be. Obviously, you've got six times more LinkedIn members. You've got 195 versus our 35 million. So there's obviously a lot more opportunities. One of my goals is trying to get a client in each of the states. They are a kind of a nice round. And my other goal is to go, come across to where I started in New York on stage and talk at a conference at some stage. Now, those are kind of future goals I put in place. But it only started because Kelly said, go meet Brian, go to America. So that's kind of the linchpin of it all.
And I just love that. You know, there's this funny game like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, right? Where you're supposed to feel like you can figure out the touch points. And I really feel like since the pandemic, that is also happening. I've seen it so much in my business, and it's great to hear that it's happening in yours. And this is why using professional platforms like LinkedIn, I think, is really important, because it's the quality of people that you're getting referrals to. Yes, I get 400 requests for followers on Facebook every day. Do I want those people as clients? You know, are any of them real people half the time? No, half of them are bots and it's spam and it's garbage. So and not to say that LinkedIn doesn't have some of that as well, but they're definitely working towards improving, you know, validation of people and things like that. So I really see, you know, as we build our business and continue to network and refer, how important this is going to be for many people to establish their credibility, you know, online, give a presence and really showcase like what they can do and their amazing voice through podcasts like this. And I think this is important. One of the things I talk about is telling people your goals, because if you don't share, you know, sort of where you're going, how can people best help you? So I love that you were really kind of detailed in those things for next year, because you never know who's listening to this podcast and they'd be like, yes, I do want that wonderful voice to come on our stage in New York and talk about, you know, all the benefits of LinkedIn.
I deliberately done it because I'm part of a, well, not part of a mastermind group, because it's just finished in the UK, but I'm part of a mastermind group in the UK, which is all about, it was for speakers. So, you know, like our good selves, but it was all around massive goals, because smart goals don't work. And he's right, you know, you can use smart technique to get to the massive goal, but you need massive goals. He interviewed 250 world leaders, and none of them ever mentioned smart goals. They all mentioned massive goals. You know, you have to have that there. But yeah, I quite happily mention it, because I know I've already felt that fact that, you know, my new friends in America are happy to help. So I've actually had probably two or three people really respond to that. Yeah, I think we can probably help you with that. Just dropping it in the conversation. So yeah, absolutely. You need clear goals. But I'm always interested in what their goals are. Some of the questions I ask when I have a conversation, and I have lots, I network and have loads and loads of one-to-ones. It's the way to do it. And I've actually just done a post about it as well. Probably scheduled it. So it's probably going out tomorrow. It's not going out today. But it's all around, you know, why are you on LinkedIn? It's a very good question. Not everyone actually knows. Or is it the same that when they first joined? You know, a lot of people were in corporate life. They were told by their boss to join LinkedIn. They did. They did nothing with it. They've then seen the light, jumped the ship and gone to work for themselves. And now it means something completely different to them. But I'm also very keen to find out what the outcomes are. You know, why do they want to use LinkedIn? You know, what are they trying to achieve? Because it can't do everything. And I'm very realistic about it. And I do have people come up with, you know, asking me things, and my answer is no, I can't help them. I can't get them to that point. But for a majority of people, it's a case of, yes, it can be done. Are you willing to put the hard yards in, though? It's not a magic wand. I don't have a magic wand. I haven't reinvented the wheel or anything like that. You're going to have to do some work. And that, once I've discovered that for people, and say, and your friend earlier that I spoke to, I think we're 80% of the way there. She's got some things to sort out. So she was not in the right space at this moment in time, but she's leaning towards it. But again, I clearly asked her what her outcomes were, and I've gone through and told her how she could achieve them. And that's the process. Yeah.
And it's so critical, because, you know, a lot of people go across all the platforms. So of course, you know, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, blah, blah. But you have to customize what you're doing for each of those. If I just sort of put the same content across everything, it's not really going to resonate in the same way for those audiences. It's equally entertaining and I can get a lot of followers, but is that driving people to business? Like, are people doing more than maybe just buying my books, which, okay, it's a great entry level point, but it's not really this kind of business partnership that like you and I have, where we can really take things to the next level. And so I love to customize the content so that it is more relevant to what happens on LinkedIn. Is what am I looking for? I'm having an event. I have this wonderful podcast. I have this great guest that I want you to know more about their services. So it allows me to not just promote my own stuff, but promote your stuff as well and do referrals. So for me, I think it's a great platform. And if people use it properly, they can really get a lot of benefits out of it.
I categorically state that LinkedIn is a social media, and I do it on a regular basis. And I do get some kickback on that. Unfortunately, they're wrong and I'm right. There you go. Because you mentioned it. You mentioned the word earlier, followers. And also the other thing, views, stroke impressions, massively important on social media. Almost pretty completely irrelevant on LinkedIn. And also, as I teach the kids, they can't do what they do on social media or on LinkedIn, or they're never going to get a job ever. So yeah, it's absolutely, it is not, it is a personal professional platform. And yes, mainly B2B, but definitely not excluding B2C. But there are certain things that you need to do. So I got one top tip. We all have a very short attention span these days. It is dramatically dropping. In fact, I've just seen a report from Forbes that says that people make up their mind about a website in less than half a second. What is going on? Yeah, I'm a bit more lenient. I say you've got between 5 and 10 seconds to actually engage someone. Therefore, my top business tip is nothing to do with LinkedIn, but my top tip on LinkedIn is going to be the banner at the top of your profile. Okay, it's what we call the top card. It consists of your banner, your headshot, and your headline, which sits underneath your name. You got between 5 and 10 seconds of my attention when I look at it to engage me. And what I'm looking for is, how can you help me? So actually, maybe your top card on your LinkedIn profile doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the viewer. You've got that in your mind. But I see lots of lovely images on banners, and I go, oh, I'm a photographer. I love nice images. What is that telling me about what they can do for me? And that's where it starts to unravel for an awful lot of people. I say, well, actually, I don't lose the image, you know, but you need to add something to it. You know, it might be a strap line. It might be a logo. It's definitely got to be, what do you specialize in? So if I'm looking for a podcast host and I look at your LinkedIn profile and it doesn't mention that on your banner, then I'm probably going to swipe left or right. So we're going to go back to Tinder now for the kids in the audience. But actually, yeah, when I did that search for podcasts host, I don't know what the figure would be. Tens, hundreds of thousands of people across the world do it. So you're in a big, big search. We want people to, when they land on our profile, not go left or right to the next podcast guest. We want them to go downwards and look at our profile, get to our about section and learn all that wonderful stuff where we can help them. But actually, if that banner is not doing it, you're already losing the battle. And so for me, that is ultimately the top tip on LinkedIn. There's lots of more, loads of stuff below. But I say to people, you could have the best posts in the world. You could have a really good overall about section and all the other bits on LinkedIn. If someone lands on your profile and your banner is just absolutely abysmal and doesn't tell them a thing, yeah, your face tells it all. They're not going to hang around. They're going to be disengaged. They're going to go and find someone who actually might not be anywhere near as good as you, what you do, but they've got it. They've understood how the game is played. So yeah, get your banner sorted out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the important thing.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to show some B-roll so that folks can actually see this in action. Tony went through my profile, like I said. We'll show actually one of the great tips you gave me is don't just look at it on the web version, but also make sure to check the mobile version as well, because obviously the font size and everything is going to be visually different. So you make sure that you're also optimizing because many people are looking at you from their phone. So lots more tips, I'm sure, that we can share, Tony. We're out of time already, though. So why don't you tell the audience where we can find you? So that way, if they're interested in learning more or working with you, they can get a hold of you.
LinkedIn is where you can find me. Really big surprise there, wasn't it? As I say, there's only one Tony K. Silver. I'm very easy to find. Put out. Now, LinkedIn are changing things, but at the moment, my advice is still this, is when you do reach out to me, in the note, add a note to your connection request, okay? Just say you heard me on the Nikki Green's podcast. Then I'll know where it come from. Otherwise, I'm guessing. And actually, if you don't put a note, I might not even bother responding to it, like a lot of people don't. So yeah, put a note, please. Let me know.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Tony. Thanks for all your insights on LinkedIn. I'm excited to see what the results are as we make these improvements and before the show goes out. And we will have links so you can find Tony in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for another episode of Stand Up and Stand Out. You know you can catch us where all the cool kids hang out, the Do podcast, on all the major platforms. And if you want to connect with Nikki directly, you can get a hold of me on my personal site, TheNikkiGreen360.com. There you can check out my website, you can see any of my new books, you can learn more about this podcast, and follow us on social. Can't wait to hear from you, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.